Imam Khomeini's rightful successor. The Iranian nation and the Islamic world lost an unmatched leader on 4th of June 1989. He was none but Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. He was a great leader who stood firmly and resolutely against all tyrants and external hegemony till the last moment of his life. Once in the heat of the struggles against the Pahlavi regime, he said, "If there is one drop of Imam Hussein in my body, I will not only overthrow the Shah, but will also bring the US to its knees." He was a man of his word, and his promise has so far come true. The Imam led the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Islamic Revolution during the hardest 10 years after the victory of the revolution. After his departure from this mortal world, thank God, his successor, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has ably led the country and the Islamic Revolution to new heights of success, and in the same path as the Imam. After Imam Khomeini's passing away, some believed that Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei wouldn't be able to lead the Islamic Revolution in the same manner as Imam Khomeini. Many international analysts maintained that the Islamic Revolution would be finished after Imam Khomeini. The Associated Press commented, "With Imam Khomeini's going, the Islamic Revolution has finished." But shortly after these biased and hasty statements, analysts and politicians realized the falsity of such analysis. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei maintained a very strong and close bond with the people and put the ideals and objectives of Imam Khomeini on top of all affairs. In his first speech after taking the helm of leadership of the Islamic Revolution, he said, "We have made a covenant with God to follow the path of Imam Khomeini, which is the path of Islam, the path of Quran, and the dignity of Muslims, and we will not ignore any of the ideals that have been clarified by the Imam." The leader's role in frustrating and defeating the enemies was very determining in those tumultuous days. He prudently and cleverly directed desperate and anxious hearts towards the shores of calm and breathed new spirit and hope into society. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei had a long record of struggle before the victory of the Islamic Revolution. He was an able preacher and a powerful writer. He made a lot of effort to materialize Imam Khomeini's objectives. He was quite familiar with cultural issues and had a good mastery over political affairs. Moreover, his presence in different key posts of the Islamic system had broadened his view of various domestic and international issues. Imam Khomeini said, "I should say that all over the world, you cannot find amongst the presidents, rulers and the like, one person like Mr. Khamenei, who is committed to Islam and his heartfelt belief is to serve the nation." Basically, leadership in the Islamic government has very different criteria, such as a deep understanding and a deep knowledge of Islamic sciences, awareness of time, resoluteness, courage, God-wariness, etc. If leadership and Walayat al-Faqih is not paid attention to, some of the high capabilities of religion in administering society will not materialize. Religion is a set of beliefs and instructions, but what coordinates social and political issues and makes them executable in everyday life is the leadership of an Islamic society. This is the very reason why the clashes of the global arrogance led by the United States, have been concentrated for the past decades on the Islamic rule and the leadership of this rule. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has always stressed independence in every aspect, yet he deems cultural independence more important than political and economic independence. He emphasizes the support for the oppressed and the downtrodden in the world, unity within the Islamic world, moving towards flourishing national talents, and are the most important of his concerns. Furthermore, the leader's special attention to the issue of knowledge, science and technology, production and manufacturing, production of science, have paved the ground for progress in the country. Ayatollah Khamenei maintains that the main usage of knowledge is to create power. In view of this, he has created a scientific movement, with relying on young generation and the capacities and skills of young Iranians. He has fully supported this movement materially and spiritually. This trend has resulted in great progress in many disciplines and many areas of science and technology, including in nuclear physics and nuclear science, aerospace, medicine, biotechnology, nanotechnology, stem cell research, and many more areas of science and technology. Iran's great achievements in the nuclear arena have been the symbol of high capabilities and skills of the Iranian youth under the leadership of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This shows that when a nation is determined to be independent, it can break monopolies and psychological obstacles of the domineering powers, making full use of science and technology. Today, it is interesting to review the behavior of the leader of the Islamic Revolution towards the coronavirus. The release of this message on television to express his gratitude and encourage medical staff of the country, holding a meeting with the heads of medical science institutes, mobilizing all the various institutions affiliated to the leader to help the health ministry, observance of hygiene instructions, recommending people to observe these instructions, paying attention to God, praying and appealing to him were part of the leader's measures in this regard. Iran's health minister, Saeed Namaki, said on the support of the leader for medical staff. Saeed Namaki said, "We saw the most decisive, strongest and most scientific support from the leader. He's the greatest asset and one of the greatest supports for me personally during these days. This great man stood by us with lofty demeanor, called the instructions of the health ministry mandatory, and this was very wonderful." A very interesting characteristic of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei is his mastery over the issues that may seem unimportant to the heeded by a hard-working leader. He is very much fond of Persian poetry and literature, and sometimes he takes part at the meeting of poets and literary figures. He himself composes poems. Indeed, Ayatollah Khamenei is a specialist in literature, poetry, and some of the artistic fields. However, he's not negligent of sports and exercising. The leader is very fond of sports. In addition to daily exercise, the leader sometimes goes mountaineering and mountain climbing north of Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei is very firm and uncompromising when it comes to the national interests of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the dignity of the Islamic world. An analyst from Stanford University in the United States, referring to the increased sanctions against the Islamic Republic of Iran during recent years, wrote, "Ayatollah Khamenei will not surrender to these pressures." Thank God the Iranian nation, under the leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei, has not only reached the point of military deterrence in the face of threats from the United States, is also going to turn into an international power. Ayatollah Khamenei has proved to be the best successor for Imam Khomeini during the past 31 years. Those who have seen Iran closely admit that this country has taken long strides and has made impressive progress in science, technology, and many other spheres, and is now clearly a role model for other nations to follow. Iran is a role model for seekers of freedom, independence, progress, and dignity.